Jay, I'm out here with the Batmobile.
Oh, my God, the Batmobile, the one and only.
Yes, well, not the one and only, as we learned.
Oh, well, yeah, as we, well, in Mel's but, mind, it's the one and only.
Man, is it cool. Wow. Yeah. Hey, the Batmobile, man. Charlie, what do you think of the Batmobile now you see it in person?
It's hot, and then they're driving the, what is that, Grand Tour? Starsky and Hutch, right from Tomato, bro.
Starsky and Hutch. I was thinking General Lee. It's not the General Lee. It's Starsky and Hutch. Duh.
I'm looking at you guys here.
Go ahead. Is that the original Starsky and Hutch?
Nah.
How many reproductions are there?
Four, maybe 1,000. There were four or five for the TV show, I would imagine, and a few for the movie.
Okay. Oh, for the movie, of course. I got to ask you about some of these buttons inside the. I had to look at the dash and all that. There's three things that have big labels on them. Like the ray projector?
I don't even know what they say.
You know what they say? Okay, I'll go look. I'm just wondering what they do. There's the bat ray projector, the start button. Does the start button really need that big sign on there?
Penguin, wasn't it?
Oh, is that right?
And the homing receiver, does the homing receiver scope work?
Yeah. It puts up the radar there.
Oh.
Can I see it?
Can you make it work?
And the bat? Do you know what the bat ray projector is?
No, I don't know what it is.
Does the does this go on at all times? The emergency light? Hey, I got to see all the toys. Hey, there we go. Okay, how about the fire out the back? Can I see fire out the back?
You have to open the trunk.
Is that a big pain in the ass? Sounds like it. Yeah. And Jay, I'm just enjoying the Batmobile. We're gonna see fire out the back. I better move back here. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty cool. There's propane in the trunk, which, of course, makes the fire go out the back, which is one of the coolest things about the Batmobile, if you ask me.
How badass was it seeing that thing coming down the street at your house?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I felt like a kid when I saw it. My God.
It's the Batmobile! You did it.
I just said, the Batmobile's in front of my house!
My door and fell off.
Oh, God. Another pot shot at my porch, my former porch. We're going to get fire out the back, Charlie. Oh, here you go. Heads up. No fire. We have no fire out the back, Jay.
Hopefully he doesn't have that thing pointed at my truck or Charlie's bike out there.
Not yet.
Here, put it right there.
Here, listen. It's like the stove running on and on. That's good. Did you pick up on the Starsky and Hutch vehicle back there?
The pilot
light?
You got one of those barbecue lighters?
Clearly, Jay, we need you out here.
And I can head out.
You can make... No, it's okay.
Do I have one of those?
What?
Barbecue lighters? Those little...
I do not.
That's what we need. You got to run around behind him.
And yes, there's a bit of a spectacle. As anyone that drives by has to slow down and get their phone cameras out. You don't have a Batmobile on your street!
You guys got to get some pictures for the website, too, Drew.
Oh, yeah. Charlie, can you take a couple pictures?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get hit by the fire.
We're going to have to get Denny out there, too, some of the neighbors that test claims that you don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised people aren't coming out of their houses. Dream Cruise, Batmobile. Okay, hold on. Charlie pointed out the Batmobile to a cute jogger. What'd she say? I think she said it was cool. It is such a rush. Mel, have you had to do any work on this car? What have you done?
Paint job, tons of work to the
speak up, Mel.
Radiator. It ran really hot.
It was like a money pit.
It has been a money pit, and it took a long time to get it running properly.
How many miles have you put on it?
300.
300? Mel, I'd be driving this thing to work every day. Have you taken it on any trips at all just to be a show-off?
Took it to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I had to take a picture with it. Came out with $8,000.
What? $8,000? Really? Is that the best commerce you've done with a Batmobile?
That's the only commerce I've done with any of my cars.
Well, what's it? Wait, why haven't you done more commerce with your cars? Look how much you can make, man.
That was an exception because Batman and Robin are at Comic-Con this year.
Oh, were they in the pictures too? What were they charging for pictures? What did they charge for pictures too? It's pretty good commerce being Batman, isn't it?
I think I spent way more fixing this car up.
Yeah, Charlie's on the bat phone. Does that phone work? No. Something told me that. Something told me that phone didn't work.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
You ought to have Charlie check the brakes to see if they're spongy.
that's the monkey mobile.
Yeah, well, check the Batmobile. Check the Batmobile, too, though.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Charlie's putting the cowl on. That's is that the right color scheme? Is that what it is? Wow, I didn't know that was like light blue there. Wow, you look bizarre in that thing, Charlie. You don't look like yourself. Maybe the glasses will help. Charlie looks possibly Asian with the bat cowl on. He has sunglasses over. He looks ridiculous. Have you ever seen the Batmobile before? Oh, he has. No big deal.
Yeah.
Why are you taking a picture then? Oh, on TV, he says. It's a bike rider. We're creating a bit of a spectacle here, Jay.
I was going to say,
the bat phone comes. Charlie took the bat phone out of the car, the entire phone and what it's sitting on. Can Charlie drive the Batmobile?
There's nothing about anything except spongy brakes.
I promise I won't say anything about spongy brakes. I swear. Is that the shittiest thing anyone's ever said about the monkey mobile, Mel?
I'll be too nervous.
No, thanks. I'll be all right. It was my car. It wasn't me. I haven't even mentioned it. What? Charlie works for Fox, too. He's a separate entity. You know what spongy brakes are. Oh, man. It's like four blocks away. I know. We're being really high maintenance, Charlie. We're trying to be really high maintenance, Jay. It's not working. Well, actually, I take that back. We've been pretty high maintenance already. We got him over here.
Yeah, he's here.
Charlie wanted to drive the Batmobile to his house so his daughter could see it. And it was not a popular idea.
Tell
all right, Jay, over and out. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, bro. Come on, Charlie. Wow, that was really cool. And it's funny, the neighborhood, that's about the most neighbors I've seen out of their houses at one time on the street.
I can imagine. Got everybody stopping.
Yeah, no, it's just so cool. I can't imagine what more people would stop for than that, really. It's such a visual. God, I love that car. I mean, they're all pretty cool, but the Batmobile is about as good as it gets.
I thought he was going to park it under your house.
You thought he was going to park it what?
Under your house.
Under my house.
Like the Batcave.
Oh.
Just thought the weeds would open up.
Oh, man.
It'd be really cool inside.
The weeds, another shot.
Shot to the heart.
I can't decide if this trashy house is a bit or if it's real.
It's a bit.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a real bit.
You're such a dick.
I got people like tweeting house a skank.
You know, yeah. Oh, believe me, I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
Yep. You wanted the show. When are we going to monetize this fucker?
Good question.
Okay, leave it at that.
Okay. Actually, you know what? There are people who are starting to take the bull by the horns, which is good because I really don't have it in me.
Nibbling at the bait.
Joey's talking to somebody about shirts, and Mark's got the advertising part, and I have to handle the legal element, and then there's also, Jay's got the donate button ready to go.
Yep.
I mean, there's actually some potential to monetize. The problem is we're going to lose Mark pretty soon if we don't, because he's going to take a job, and if Mark goes, we're going to have a real problem filling space. Because
So what you're saying, Mark's a space filler. No, wonder he's looking for a job.
No, I mean, actually, what I'm saying is, I don't know if there's a podcast without Mark because he does so many shows.
Well, let's get it together, dude. Like, work hard, push it now.
We are
push
we are
it.
Unfortunately, I seem to be unable to work on anything but the show. It's like I want the show to be so good that I don't leave time for anything else. But that I think what we'll do maybe is just shut down for a couple of days and take care of business. A little bit. So, you know what? You wanted to see the Johnny Depp video, and we still haven't done that, so you should watch that. You're going to have to step over here just a wee bit.
Just let me know when it goes.
It's ready.
Go ahead.
Johnny Depp goes off on Amber Heard. That's him slamming the cabinets over here.
He's not going off on Amber Heard. He's going off on the cabinet.
Well, so far. You'll see.
All right.
Who's in the foreground with the beer in their hand?
Amber Heard.
Who's filming this?
Her. She's just got her phone sitting
no,
there.
No, she's got her... Oh, she's got her phone sitting
there. Just propped.
Really mature. Guy can't get upset.
Nothing happened this morning. You know that?
Were you in here?
He slammed no. a cupboard drawer.
Yeah, you're right. I just woke up and you were so sweet and nice. We were not even fighting this morning. All I did was say sorry.
Did something happen to you this morning? I don't think so.
It's loaded.
No, that's the thing.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you fucking crazy. Which crazy? Oh, you're crazy.
He's pouring a cupboard full of wine.
Have you drunk this whole thing this morning?
Oh, you got this going? You got this going?
I just started it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
What did he hit, the phone?
I think he's taking the phone away from her. I think they're fighting over the phone at the end.
It looked to me like the phone was on the counter, and he grabbed the phone.
Yeah, and I think she tried to grab it at the same time he tried to grab it. Go back. Play the last part over.
And do you hear kind of the distress in her voice? Like, I just started recording it. She sounds like this is habitual, you know, with him.
Right.
You know, you can hear some of that.
Well, obviously... I think she's trying to prove something, either to him or to someone else.
That's the thing.
She just turned crazy. I'll give you fucking crazy.
You'll see crazy. I'll give you fucking crazy.
Oh, you're
and
crazy.
Then fills a huge glass of red wine.
Have you drunk this whole thing this morning?
Oh, you got this. Thing. You got this going.
I just started it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really.
She made sure to move the coffee cup so the whole scene could be recorded.
Yes, I noticed that.
How about just leave?
Get on your mic, Charlie, because right. I want to see. I'm really interested in your opinions on this.
Yeah, you're right. I just woke up, and you were so sweet and nice. We're not
thing,
even fighting this morning. All I did was say.
I think we got all we need to see, Jay.
Okay.
The thing that you
Christ,
can't,
it's Friday.
Yeah,
Christ.
The thing that I don't think is escapable here is that he's clearly bombed in the morning.
Mm. And throwing shit around.
Yeah, not a great sign.
No.
I have a feeling that, and I've seen this before, when people go from being, because he's always been one of those fun party guys who, you know, is always, it's always good. You know, whether he's touring, playing music, or he's off doing his movies, he just... It's all good with Johnny Depp. It always has been. I mean, have you ever heard a bad thing about Johnny Depp until the last year or so?
Until he got married to this woman?
Yeah. And I'm not blaming her necessarily.
No, I'm just saying until he got married to this woman. You mean.
Yeah. He's been all, I mean, one of the
he's
most
He's been
liked.
Private.
Yeah, private, but generally very well liked. And
yeah, he makes his movies, he does his interviews, and you don't know anything about him. Now you do.
Right. Well, I don't know what I know about him.
I didn't
him.
See him touch her. I don't know if she's ever claimed that he's physically abused
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she has.
She has?
She has.
I would not disbelieve that, looking at that.
I wouldn't either, but I don't see it necessarily.
But leave.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, leave.
Today, she made a big to-do over the fact that she's settled for $7 million, and she's giving the $7 million to charity. Of some kind, which is, you know, that's got to make a guy feel really good. He's got to cough up $7 million. Of course, he has about probably $500 million. But he's giving $7 million to get out of this marriage, and the money's going to charity.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
I wish her well.
Her celebrity net worth is $9 million, so she doesn't need the $7 million, although you'd think she might want to have it. What's it? Oh, forgot about that. There's another thing on TMZ that came of about the same time, and I haven't seen the video for this, but apparently he cuts off the tip of his finger accidentally. And do you remember what he was doing when he did that?
I don't remember the specifics, but something about she had some blue paint. He cut.
Yeah, he dipped his finger. He dipped his bloody finger into her blue paint, and painted Billy Bob Thornton's name on their mirror in blue paint because he thinks she was screwing Billy Bob Thornton on their set. And I think he put someone else's name up there too. And Calm Down Amber or something like that. I don't know. So, I don't know. Something really disturbing is going on with him. And personally, I think he's become an alky. It just looks like it to me. Anybody that drunk and that belligerent in the morning, that's just not a good sign. I'm also reading his tour with the Hollywood Vampires, Alice Cooper and Joe Perry, that he's partying into the wee hours and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It just doesn't, it's just not the way, if somebody's got a marriage falling apart and somebody starts partying up a storm, that strikes me as a bad sign. I would think people.
Yeah, it's over. That's what it says. It's
well,
over.
True.
Now, how's that getting out that he's partying into the wee hours? Is that the geezers that he's playing with? Probably.
I don't think they're partying in the wee hours.
No, but who's leaking that? The roadies?
Yeah, probably people like that. And I don't think he's being very careful about what he's doing and where he's
doing. So it's getting in the way.
His partying?
Yeah, with the band.
Well, no, not really. No, I think he's performing fine.
The band doesn't mind?
I don't think so at all.
All right, because that would be hypocritical, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Joe Perry pitching that somebody was getting high?
Yeah.
All right, so it's another sad story. Johnny's going off the rails.
I was just making the observation that, yeah, I think he's going off the rails a little bit. And this is a guy that's always held it together, always maintained his privacy very successfully, and always had a fabulous career doing whatever he does. I mean, I really envy Johnny Depp. He's an incredible, in my opinion. I think he's a great talent.
Professionally, I love the choices he makes. Even when they bomb, I love the fact that he's doing, like, Scarlet Pimpernel or whatever he's doing, you know?
Well, you know, even from the very beginning, Edward Scissorhands and stuff like that.
Those are classics.
Gilbert Grape.
Crybaby.
Crybaby, yeah, great movie.
Goodfellas?
He's not
Goodfellas. Johnny Brasco, I mean.
Donnie Brasco, yeah. Donnie Brasco. What's the big line in that movie?
Forget about it.
Forget about it. That Al Pacino character is such a tool, isn't he? No, he's Donnie Brasco, isn't he? Isn't Depp Donnie
Brasco?
Yeah. Pacino's. That's got to be the biggest tool of a character Pacino's played in a while.
He keeps playing the same one, you know?
That one's a little different. That one's a little more sloppy, kind of chunky, dopey. Not much of a hero.
Living in a crappy apartment in Queens.
Yeah. And just kind of an idiot.
That's really the mob life.
Probably is, yeah. Just looking at some of his other film choices. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Great
was
movie.
Was it bad?
I loved it. Benny and June, Pirates of the Caribbean. I could do without those. But
I love those.
I know, people do love them. Once Upon a Time in Mexico. What's the one, Rum Diaries? Is it Rum Diaries? Did anybody see that?
No.
I thought it was really good. I liked it a lot. Didn't do that well. Astronaut's Wife, kind of interesting. Not bad.
He had the Sweeney Todd, and it was
right. No, he's
Alice
in a lot.
In Wonderland.
He's in a lot of really good movies.
He just plays weird shit.
Yeah,
Willy Wonka.
Yep. Willy Wonka, very good.
He just does weird shit, and it just rubs people wrong sometimes. Like the way he played Willy Wonka, sort of Fay and Airy and Queenie.
But generally speaking, I think he I've always liked him, and. There's a little
bit. I think he's like top two actors of our generation. I do.
Top two male
actors? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to put him up that high, but maybe.
Daniel Day-Lewis, you putting up there?
No. I probably would. He's certainly up high.
Woody Harrelson's quite high. Doesn't get
I love Woody. Yeah, Woody's probably in the top three.
Who else is up there?
Let's see.
And you have to have a career now. You got to span 20 years. Well, DiCaprio.
De Niro is probably my favorite.
He's the previous generation.
Okay, if he's out of the generation.
He's in his 60s,
I think I'll go with Zach Braff. I'm just going to be really quirky and go, Zach Braff. Let's see. What a really quirky pick could I make there? Yeah, I should take Depp. He's fantastic, no question. Hey, you know, we never talked about Ryan Lochte. Lochte, the swimmer, who I still don't know why. This maybe is the best question there is. Why did they make up that story?
Who was he telling it to?
To anybody who would listen.
Why?
I don't know yet.
Who called him out? Was it a preemptive bullshit?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, he just to cover it.
Oh yeah, just so people know what we're talking about.
He went out with his three swimming buddies to have a big party night in the town. They had just wrapped up winning a ton of medals, an extremely successful Olympic run, and they were at a club sending stuff to Snapchat, you know, putting stuff on Snapchat. They're wasted, and they leave the bar around 5:30. They end up at a gas station, I think to Wiz, at 7 after 6, I believe it was. And
you sure it wasn't 8 after 6? God damn.
I don't know why I remember that.
It's total recall with this guy. He's not even going through his pile of stuff.
They vandalized, and it sounds like he was the lead vandal, by all accounts.
Yeah, it looks like they tore the door off.
Destroyed the soap dispensers and broke a mirror, and then tore some sort of a publicity poster. I don't know who puts their poster in by the bathroom at this Rio gas station, but somebody did. Anyway, just really obnoxious assholes or asshole. And then they proceed to get in the wrong cab. They try to get in the wrong cab, and then they figure out that's not the cab. They're bombed. They get in the right cab, and then someone comes up and stops them and says, "You're not going anywhere." And the next thing you know, they're getting out of the cab. And then there's a few minutes of the video that are missing, and I suspect that in those missing 3 minutes, this is when the guy has a gun on them.
The security guard.
Correct. And the security guard wants them to pay for the damage that they've made in the bathroom.
Which they do.
Yeah, somebody ponies up $50, but they do have their hands up. You know, you can see them with their hands up. You can see them sitting down. Three of them are sitting down. He's standing up, and I thought that was, that's where he got the part of his fake story where he said everyone was on the ground, and I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not getting down on the ground. And he said, he put a gun to his head and said, "Get on the ground." I think that's where he fabricated that from. But he does then sit down, and they get in the cab, and they go on their way. They return. They kind of playfully check into the Olympic Village. I don't know if playfully is the right term. People said they didn't look as somber as they should have looked. You know, I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to look after you've vandalized a gas station.
Trashed a gas station. Okay, you trashed a gas station. The guy demanded some money and a story. You paid for the damage.
They ponied up $50.
You were fucked up. Okay, it's all done. How's this turn into an international incident? That's what I want to know. How does anybody even know about it?
Because Rio was, his mother went on television and talked about it.
We're skipping a step. How does anybody know about it?
Because they talked about it. The swimmers talked about it. Mostly Ryan Lochte.
They talked amongst themselves. Yeah. Accounts are settled. You made good with what you did. And you go home. So how's this thing getting out?
You mean how'd the robbery get out?
No. Just the incident. How's it get out? Who's going to the press?
Well, I think the swimmers themselves reported that they were robbed. This is
why
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, that's the crux of the whole deal. Everything else has happened in life many times, right? Nothing's bizarre about this except the fact that you start making up a story for whatever reason. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I just don't and get it.
I know there's a reason, but his mother reported that they were held at gunpoint and that someone put a gun to Ryan's head, and you know how thankful she was that, you know, they were okay, and you know, this wonderful Olympic experience would not be ruined by, you know, one mad crazy maniac, and you know how happy she was. And then Ryan was interviewed by Billy Bush, and he described having a gun to his head and the fact that this cab had pulled them over. And the cabbie pulled over. He demanded everyone get out of the car. He took all of their wallets, didn't take their cell phones, or what else did they have? Their passports.
Yeah, passports.
Their credentials.
Yeah, they didn't bother with that, but they stole all their wallets. And then they were told to lie down on the ground, which he refused to do. When the guy put a gun to his head, he then lied on the ground. And then
I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not getting down. Okay, but why are you doing this? Why are you puffing up a story?
Okay, here's when I first heard this, and when I heard that the police were questioning whether this had truly happened, because the police in Rio, they're very sensitive about this. It's an incident, makes them look bad.
Yeah, they got hosts. Hard enough time as it is.
Exactly. Because it's
crime-ridden, it's polluted, you know, everything.
They've had a, you know...
Got some gringos showing up saying we're shit.
Right. And they got a green swimming pool to boot, and they got some empty arenas for some pretty good events. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of criticism of Rio, and they're really unhappy about this, and they believe it's bullshit. The police chief believes it's bullshit almost from the first minute. When I heard that, I said, maybe they went to a prostitute, or a couple, they had some prostitutes, and maybe the pimp came along and held them up, and they decided to change the story.
That's fine. That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
Let's get back to it. Sorry. Why the fuck are you even talking about it? Why'd you tell your mommy? Why did you go on TV? Why didn't you prepare your buddies that you were with for the fucking whopper you're going to tell? Right? You're an idiot.
Yeah. He's an idiot, all right.
He's just a meathead. That's what I chalked this up to.
I think, I suspect, they all have girlfriends. And I wonder if the fact that they were out till 6 in the morning at this, you know, hotsy-totsy club, and he's a big gold medal winner, and there are probably chicks hanging all over him all night. Maybe for the sake of the girlfriend or girlfriends, they needed an excuse for why they were out so late.
What, the girlfriends are back at the Olympic Village? That's not happening. They don't get to stay there. It's the Olympic Village. So
actually, I think his girlfriend was at the Olympic Village. But
what was she doing at the
him.
Olympic Village?
She was watching him in his events.
No, but in the quarters where people stay. Like, you're not allowed to be in there.
Oh,
you're,
no,
you're
no,
not
no.
In
right, right, right. Nobody's, exactly.
Where were you? Know, I was out at a party.
I felt like they must have needed an excuse for something, for maybe why they were out so late. I don't know. That's the only thing. I'm just trying to rack my brain. I'm thinking out loud.
I just...
Green light thinking, please.
Don't understand it. Like, you fucked up. You made right. You go home. You be quiet. Right?
Yeah.
If it comes out, I apologize.
I wouldn't even point out what happened at the gas station. I wouldn't point out anything. I'd just say, hey, we partied all night. We took a cab home. Why does anyone need to know anything else? Because when he left the country, and he seemed like he sure hightailed it out of there in a hurry for some reason, at the airport, they said that the x-ray showed that he had a wallet. So his story is starting to break down.
Fuck. I kept the x-ray of the wallet. Yeah,
I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, obviously, clearly,
it's really interesting.
Someone from the police called the airport and said, hey, Brian Lochte comes through there. I want to know what kind of wallet he's got, or if he's got a wallet, because they sure came out with that. What were you pointing at, Jay?
They're claiming there's a couple 18-year-olds that they were at the club with here.
Oh!
They're saying that might be the motive.
Oh! Police revealed Lochte and the three other U.S. swimmers were with two girls in the club when they drank before vandalizing a gas station. One of them is revealed to be Laura Gazzinelli, a Brazilian from Belo Horizonte. She's a former student of Worthing College, West Sussex, England, who boasted celebrating the medals, on her social media. The other girl is Maria Belisario, who's from Belo Horizonte. Two girls told police they were with Lochte and the three other in the club and left another cab. It's unclear if this is them. Oh, the picture? Father, one of the girls tells Daily Mail Online it was an innocent picture, and he's unconcerned about his daughter. Police said they believe Lochte and others did not want to admit their girlfriends to their girlfriends. They were partying with other girls. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's the picture. They're cute as hell. Very cute. But he's in the picture. There's no denying that one. He looks stupid with that hair being that dumb color. I mean, he's really just beginning to look like a jackass all around. The thing that I can't get past with all this is that he has cost himself millions of dollars in endorsements.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Upstairs, I... Him and Jarrett.
Now, I would think that... Does this guy have a PR person? Does he have an agent or a manager? Because he apologized on social media today, which I thought was weak. On social media, call a press conference, cry.
Go on TV.
Yeah.
Go back to Billy Bush.
Say you're really fucking sorry and make tears come out somehow.
No, don't make tears come out.
Yeah, you need tears for this.
No, you just say you're sorry.
I think you need to feel really bad. And
feel really bad, but just be a man. Don't fake anything. That's what he did before. Don't fake it.
You're right.
I'm sorry. It's humiliating. I don't know what came over me.
I think you need some tears.
I just think you need to be honest. I don't know what came over
me. Well, they should honestly cry.
Do one, dude. Do the teary presser.
I can't do it.
You can't do it either?
I'm not upset. No, he's upset. He should be upset. He should cry because he's cost himself a lot of money. Okay. He should think about the money he's losing as he's telling
the
story.
That's what he's crying about. If he's a method actor like Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Pour a gigantic glass of wine. Feel the pain. Think about all the money that's gone.
I think the girls is a good theory. I think maybe there's a couple girlfriends in there who are going to be pissed if they had too good a time and where are we until 6 o'clock? We got fucking robbed on the way home. Oh my God.
But there's no girls in the cab. Nothing to lie about. Went to a party, had some drinks, coming home with the boys. Good to see you, baby.
Maybe the fact that they were out till 6 o'clock. Maybe that's what they're trying to defend somehow. And if we got robbed, then it all becomes about
other's going to bust your balls for being out till 6? You won a gold. You're at that top of the heap of the thing that you wanted to be the best in the world of. You are. Who the fuck's busting your balls?
But there's got to be, at least in his mind, a good reason for telling this lie. In his mind, there has to be something that he was so worried about that he had to tell a stupid story. And I'm not saying he's thinking straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's obvious. He's out of his mind. Right?
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
Oh,
you're
Lord.
Right.
What did you do? Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, you just fucked yourself out of endorsement. Because who wants to endorse this guy now? He's the jackass of the Olympics. He's the Eugene Robinson of the 99 Super Bowl, the guy that bought the hooker the night before the game.
Yeah, you made your country look bad. Who's going to trust you with their Twinkie?
Nobody.
You know what I mean?
No one. And he's had endorsements in the past, too. Some pretty good ones. His celebrity net worth is $6 million, by the way.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Ryan Lochte?
No, I never heard of any of these people.
I know I'm not real big on Olympians either, but he's the only guy that's a threat to Phelps in a one-on-one
race.
Heard of him.
Yeah. That's the guy that did the bong rips and lied about it.
Yeah. No, he didn't lie about it. He got busted, and he took his medicine.
He didn't. Didn't he try to deflect it or whatever?
Oh, did they originally say it wasn't him in the picture? Maybe they did. I don't remember that well.
Exactly.
Because I thought it was just clear as a bell. He got 2 DUIs. He got the transgender girlfriend.
You know a lot of stuff.
I do. No, Phelps has been a mess. Phelps' personal life is a fucking mess. And I mentioned this last night, and I'll say it again because I thought it was weird. Have you watched any of the Olympics, or are you kind of just watching highlights?
You know me, man. I mean, I see him, and I don't, and I see him, and I don't. I did stay up late last night to watch the American women, 4x100 run by themselves.
Ah.
Right? Because somebody tripped them up, and they claimed it was interference, so the Olympic judges let them run, and if you could beat the...
Oh, yeah. That was very interesting.
It was really...
I've never seen them do that before.
I haven't either.
I never knew they could do that or that,
And then you're just competing against the clock. It's not somebody next to you.
Right, and they did a hell of a job.
And that's on the night.
Oh, cool. I kind of want to watch that.
Yeah. USA.
USA.
USA. USA. USA. USA. USA. Woohoo! Woo, number one in the medal count, baby. Doubled them up.
Number one world, USA.
Woo! Make America great again. What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, this thing is so... okay, here's what I just wanted to kind of wrap on was...
Oh, we're rapping?
No, just the subject. I thought with any good
advice... This guy's a slave driver.
We can move on. I don't care.
Damn, how long are we going
to
be
I never got to finish my point.
No, I mean, finish the point. Maybe I'm just wondering how long we're going to be here.
We need to do something in the vicinity of an hour for part two. That's all.
Fuck.
He.
I thought there was going to be a birthday cake. No.
Is it your birthday? Again?
Well, it was, but you never acknowledged it.
I went out with you on your birthday on a Monday night.
Were you the guy that showed up for my lonely beer?
You called me up and said you had no friends.
I got nobody.
And it was your birthday, and you were just coming back.
I'm 50.
And I rarely go out on a Monday night, but I joined
nobody,
you.
And it was you.
We went and watched amateur comedians at a bar in Ferndale.
Oh, my.
It was very weird.
God.
But it was fun.
But they weren't funny.
No, they weren't funny at all.
Like, I remember
the one guy talking about beating off was kind of funny. Remember that guy? He was talking about when he started pounding off, and he would use the bathroom that was like pretty close to the kitchen, and he had a couple sisters and his mom, and they were always around. So he thought for sure that somebody knew what was going on in that bathroom.
We're looking at each other like, it's not funny, but it's really interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. He was beating off like three times a day, too, because he just found out the joys of pounding off.
Remember when he came on stage, he starts out like this. So speaking of beating off.
He did. Yeah, he had potential. He was funny.
Anyway, to wrap this subject, I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I just thought with any good management... that about 2 days ago, he would have been on TV talking about how sorry he was, and he would have wrapped this thing up, and we wouldn't be talking about it today. But to just let it drag on and on and on, and then to put a social media apology out there. And let me tell you, the social media apology is about 3-4 paragraphs long, and it's kind of a bullshit apology. He's actually suggesting that he didn't lie very much, that a lot of his story is true.
Sorry if I offended you.
So,
well, if it's like you said it was, if it was like you think it was, that's all I had to say a couple days ago. I told a whopper to my girlfriend who told my mom, and man, I'm sorry.
The Phelps thing that I saw this week that made me wonder if this has something to do with what's wrong with him, because he's had a real checkered personal life. Was after he won his race and he got his gold, he's there with his fiance and his little kid Boomer, who I'm really sick of.
Who's got a kid named Boomer?
Phelps does.
Got a kid named Boomer.
Yeah, he's got a brat named Boomer, who was on TV way too much. It's like, I don't want to see his kid every 5 minutes. I don't care about Boomer.
Boomer.
And I thought it was interesting, too, that they made nary a reference even to the fact that the child was born out of wedlock.
Boomer means poo.
Is that right?
I took a gigantic boomer. No offense to the kid.
Oh, is that
really,
why,
saddling this kid with something.
Is that why Chris Berman's called Boomer?
The Boomer.
I could see him. I could see Chris Berman taking some huge dumps. That might fit. Boomer.
There you go.
So anyway, well, Boomer and the girlfriend and Michael Phelps are celebrating. Mommy's there too, Mrs. Phelps, and she is running her hands through Michael's hair like over and over and over. Now, he's 31 years old, and it just seemed weird for Mommy to be running her hands through his hair for 2 or 3 minutes. I thought it was really awkward. It was just weird.
Was he in a speedo?
Go home to Mommy.
Yes, he was.
What, did he get a Woody?
If they'd panned down, I think you would have seen that he was hard. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Gigantic boomer.
And then when the camera kind of panned around, I saw that she was wearing a woman's jacket, kind of a long jacket, with a big MP logo on the front. And I suspect it was specialized merchandise he had gotten made for Mommy.
Where'd you get this jacket?
I found it weird.
I'd love to get one of those.
Yeah. I don't.
I mean, for
one,
free.
The male version.
For free.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a son that had a merchandise line. You get anything you want with, if you want his logo, which I really don't want.
I think Big Poppy just smoked one.
Another one?
No, maybe it was from earlier.
Oh, he
hit a single. Okay.
Yeah, the Red Sox have hit 2 two-run homers, and the Tigers have hit 1, unfortunately.
It's not over, man. It's only half over. But anyway, yeah, Boomer, I need the jacket. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. You want to hear about the 7 Olympic scandals prior to Ryan Lochte's, just for shits and giggles?
I'm going to give me 3.
Okay, because actually the 7 aren't necessarily that great. Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding, the best.
Not the Olympics, next.
That wouldn't mean not the Olympics.
That was the U.S. Championships?
Yeah, but it carried on to the Olympics.
No, that's not Olympics. That's next, please.
No, bullshit. It was absolutely involved the Olympics.
No.
What are you talking about?
U.S. Championships.
It's worth talking about anyway.
It wasn't Olympics. Next.
Because Batania was one of the most exciting celebrity, quote-unquote, celebrity fuck-ups of all time.
Okay, come on.
Next! You don't remember her skating?
We did that bit one time, like a month ago. Yeah. Why me?
Batania?
There's got to be six other good ones in there.
Tommy Smith and John Carlos, 68.
Yes, I don't know. The guys. So
yeah,
the
Black
glove.
Power
yep.
symbol in the stand.
That wasn't a scandal. That was interesting.
It was called a scandal.
It sure was, but it wasn't.
And those guys really had no career because of it, which is bullshit.
For doing something from their heart and spirit, not like douchebag beating up a bathroom.
No, they took a ton of shit for it.
Yeah.
Which was kind of crazy. USA Gymnastics, an Indy Star investigation ahead of this year's Olympics, uncovered that USA Gymnastics, the sport's primary filter in developing the U.S. Olympic team, turned a blind eye to sexual abuse allegations by coaches. Records show the organization filed complaint documents on at least four and upwards of more than 50 cases that were allegedly not reported. One specific case in Georgia detailed 7 years of sexual abuse by a coach, despite USA Gymnastics receiving and subsequently dismissing the first four warnings about him. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that one came out this recently.
Yeah, that was recent.
Didn't get a lot of traction. It's horrible. It's like the priest thing.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Marion Jones, the former track and field athlete and basketball star, stripped of 3 gold and 2 bronze medals she won during 2000 Sydney Olympics after admitting to steroid abuse in 2007. Jones was linked to a check counterfeiting operation, a crime, along with her drug use that delivered a 6-month jail sentence. That was big. That's 4.
She had the gigantic, she ran with the Lee press-on nails, right?
Yeah.
That a boy, get rid of it. Keep going. Make it soft so I can wipe my ass with it. Boomer.
All right.
Next in the pile.
Should I bring out the globe?
No, because I see Lindsay Lohan. No.
Oh, Charlie, there's some great stuff in here.
Okay, just go like that. Read the headlines and we'll do the thumbs up, thumbs down, continue on. Come on, let's do that. Rapid fire.
Lindsay's violent parent trap.
Continue.
Headline based on, of course, the movie Parent Trap, which was her early startup.
Her big hit.
Man, Charlie, this is a good one. Look at, they got pictures of
I said continue!
Fighting with this guy. She's having a physical fight with a dude on a beach. Look at that.
Looks to me like they're getting it on.
They're not. They're fucking fighting.
Maybe he's trying to keep her from the buffet table.
No. You know what they're doing? Oh, God, you can see her nipple in this one shot.
Give it to me.
Check it out. I have to say, though, most of the pictures of her in this recent sequence, she looks gross.
You know, she and Johnny ought to get together.
She's aging at the speed of light.
Aren't we all?
No, we're not all aging at the speed of light.
Next.
I just want to say one thing about this whole Lindsay Lohan deal.
There it goes.
Just one thing.
Okay.
She claimed, she went apeshit because he was out one night and he wouldn't answer his phone.
Who, Johnny?
No, this guy, this new boyfriend.
What's his name?
His name is, he's not a public figure.
Igor
something, something. He's a Russian guy, isn't he? Igor Tarabasov, her ex-fiancé. Anyway.
Tore her ass off?
He was, exactly. Igor tear her ass off.
Tore her nip off.
He was out too late one night, and she was pissed, and when he got home, there was some big altercation. The cops were called, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he ended up dumping her on the spot, like leaving. I'm done. See ya. Well, the next day, she starts telling people on social media that she's pregnant, which sounds very Lohanian, if you ask me. I mean, drama, drama, drama.
It's Lohanian, dude. I mean, really?
Then she departs the country. She goes to Europe, I believe, and she's in the south of France or somewhere, and she's pictured on a boat with some other guy friends of hers smoking a cigarette. And I just read her father entered the fray because of these pictures. You know, Michael Lohan, dick.
God.
You know Michael Lohan is. Yeah. Your father's.
All right, come on, Get on with this. I can shit all over.
He reports that he's going to beat the shit out of this Igor, tear her ass off. And he's asked something about her being pregnant. And he said, well, I don't know. If she said she's pregnant, I guess she's pregnant. And then they said, well, she was smoking a cigarette the next day in Europe. And he said, pregnant women can smoke cigarettes. Meaning, like, they can't, it happens, more or less, I think he was trying to say. But my mom did, too.
So, and?
He just implied that was cool, like it's no big deal.
Oh, so is she pregnant or not?
No, she's not pregnant. Right. Of course she's not. It's ridiculous.
See the video on the beach?
Oh, there's video of this fight? Yeah, you remember this. Video of the scrap? Next headline, Charlie, is Cruz chucks it all for church. Well, there she goes. Oh, she picked up his phone.
Give me my phone.
And he got it away from her. He kind of held an arm bar on her.
No, it's my car too.
It's my car too.
Oh, she said it's my car too?
Yeah, he's telling her to beat it. She's like, no, it's my car too. Climbs in the back.
Maybe it's a rental car.
Could be. God, she is such a beast. Go back. Show Charlie the scrap.
Throws the phone.
She threw his phone out of the car. So, I want my phone, damn it. I want it, too. She picks it up and, oh, no. She is an anchor. God, she's an anchor.
She doesn't look horrible.
You don't think she looks horrible?
No, not that. And some douche is shooting it from his car behind them. I smell money.
No, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Cruz chucks it all for church? Any interest?
No.
Cruz kids spinning out of control?
Okay. But it says it all.
Connor Cruz, that's the adopted child with Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
He adopted a guy and a girl. Connor Cruz, oh, and by the way, can I give you a little addendum to Connor Cruz?
I suppose.
I read, what's the former Scientology chick's book? Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Yep.
I read Leah Remini's book, and she talks
come
about.
Come over and play tag.
She talks about, yeah. She talks about many things. Among them, coming home from Tom Cruise's wedding, which was in Italy, I believe, and she's taking a shuttle bus to the airport, and she's already in deep shit because she's been told that
J-Lo and
she was supposed to bring J-Lo into the church somehow. Well, J-Lo, because she invited J-Lo to Tom Cruise's wedding, J-Lo didn't want to be anywhere without her. She was the only person that she knew, Leah Remini, and she wanted to sit at her table all the time. So even though they were trying to seat J-Lo at other people's tables so they could talk her out of her money and join the Church of Scientology, Leah kept saying, you know, I invite her, and she doesn't know these people, and she really wants to just sit with me. Can't we change? And anyway, by the time the reception line was set up with the Cruises, Mr. and Mrs. Cruz, Tom Cruise would not shake her hand or hug her because he was so angry because she was not cooperating with bringing J-Lo into the fold. How stupid is that? Anyway, she ends up in the shuttle bus with Connor Cruz on the way to the airport, and she asks Connor Cruz, how's your mom doing? Meaning Nicole Kidman. And Connor Cruz says, she's an SP.
What's SP?
A suppressed person. Scientology lingo for a suppressed person, a suppressive person. Someone that you don't talk to or associate with. His mother.
So Tom Cruise has full custody of his kids?
Yes, he has the two adopted kids.
How did she let those kids go?
Great question. Here's the other weird thing.
Wow.
Suri Cruz, his biological child with Katie Holmes, he has not seen Suri Cruz in 3 years. Mm. Guess why?
Because she's an SP.
She's an SP. Mm-hmm. She's a suppressive person, just like her mother.
Mm-mm. I don't mind SPs.
I love SPs.
Just makes the world go round.
Conor Cruz's boozy DJ gigs are out of control, sparking fears he'll fall into substance abuse.
How old is he?
He's like 20, 21. He's 21. As these exclusive photos snapped by the National Enquirer reveal, the 21-year-old son of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman worked the alcohol-fueled crowd into a frenzy during a gig in San Diego. Scantily clad hotties cozied up to Conor while he played a 90-minute set at Hotspot Park. Booze flowed freely as nearly naked female dancers boogied near Conor's raised DJ platform. An eyewitness dished to the Enquirer.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
The National Enquirer knows how to use a good verb.
Don't they?
Yeah. Dished. Raised. Just saying. I'm just pointing out the literary value.
No, I love the way they write, especially when someone's gained a lot of weight, like, you know, a scale-crushing 175 pounds. They're strong with adjectives, too. Scale-crushing is their latest one. I mean, they use it all the time. So here's the eyewitness dishing.
Conor made sure the place was absolutely pumping and the crowd lapped it up.
The crowd wasn't much older than Conor, but they were people. Oh, but there were people who clearly enjoyed drinking and partying.
Conor's only just reached the legal drinking age. There are fears that unless he's careful, he'll slip into a life of rock and roll excess.
Conor and his group didn't leave the club until around 2:30 a.m. and he paused for a smoke before climbing into the club's van. That's one of the Church of Scientology feels about him stopping for a smoke. Before the van pulled away, three girls from the club jumped inside. When the van arrived at the Westin a few streets away, the girls went inside. Conor stopped for another cigarette before going inside. He emerged at 1 p.m. the next day, had a cigarette, and was driven to the airport in the same van, said the source.
Conor's a celebrity and his DJing makes him especially popular. He'll have to stay strong to make sure no one leads him astray.
Well, that was a...
Nobody cares.
Bogus story. I think you picked the wrong one, Charlie.
It was a good reading, though.
Tom Cruise leaves church, chucks it all for the church. I think that was a better story. So allegedly, he's making no more movies.
But he just built that big studio. Remember the Scientology Studios, movie studios?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's more how that's going to play out.
That makes, that sort of makes the story sound more viable, doesn't it? Clinton crony frees psycho Reagan shooter. Bloodthirsty John Hinckley writes Globe.
I'm just sitting here smoking. I don't give a fuck. I'll be honest.
You don't care about that story?
I don't care about any of this.
Judge, you freed monster?
No, don't care about any of it.
Owes job to Bill and Hillary
Clinton? What's going on in your life, man? What's making you happy?
Aren't you going to turn down the final three headlines?
Fuck yeah, these suck.
Charlie, these are great stories.
These suck.
Meltdown fears for troubled Lindsay?
Wait, that's two Lindsay. You're not even looking at these.
Wait.
Okay. It's got to be a different Lindsay.
Teen stripper wins booby prize? Hothead torched building after Buddy welched on a $400 debt? Debt?
Nope.
Stephen Baldwin, House of Horrors?
I'm trying that. Go on.
Okay. Deadbeat actor Stephen Baldwin is set to get booted from his ritzy New York house after stiffing his bank on mortgage payments for 5 years.
5 years?
The ex-Hollywood heartthrob is accused of owing more than a whopping $1 million to the bank that gave him the mortgage, which he stopped paying in 2011. 3 years ago, the bank filed a lawsuit against the Usual Suspects star for refusing to pay the monthly $7,000 payments, but he just blew it off. The youngest Baldwin brother, who's a born-again Christian, is no stranger to money woes or court appearances. No stranger. In 2012, he lost a $17 million suit against Kevin Costner after claiming the Oscar winner cheated him on a business deal. In 2013, he was also ordered to pay $300,000 in back taxes.
$300,000 when you're in back taxes?
Back taxes. When you're a Baldwin brother, how can you fuck things up that bad? I mean, how do you do it?
Because you're from Massapequa, man.
This is from the island. This is the Baldwin that gave Trudy the card.
Yeah. Slapshot 2 that we were talking about.
Yeah. When he came in to plug something, I don't even remember. It was so stupid because this guy's career is just a disaster. He was married. He gave Trudy a card with the initials SB on it, a New York phone number, and an LA phone number. He's like,
"Give me a call."
Did she?
No.
Good for her.
She thought he was a dope. I mean, first of all, he's not. considering the Baldwin brothers are supposed to be the hottest guys in the world, he's not that great a looking a guy, is he?
I've never heard that. Ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ever. Really?
Jay?
No, I don't think so.
I thought the Baldwin brothers were supposed to be so hot.
I don't. You've been reading the Globe too much.
The debonair look, I guess, yeah. You know.
Oh, okay.
But we are guys. We're not going to say that they're.
No, I'm not saying I want to do the Baldwin brothers. I'm just saying.
Did you see his net worth, though?
Oh, yeah, $500,000. I mean, that should tell you what a loser is. He's a Baldwin, and he only has 500 grand.
What? What do you mean only 500 grand?
He's a Baldwin. I guarantee you the other three brothers
he's
have way
He's the youngest
more.
Baldwin.
He's like 50.
I thought there was like seven of them.
No, there's four.
What a big brother, though. You got to give Alec some credit. He hooked them all up.
Oh, Alec is awesome.
He did not forget his brothers.
I not only like some of his movies, but I like just about everything he does. Alec Baldwin, net worth, $65 million celebrity net worth. Janet Jackson gave away Jailbird's baby.
I don't believe it.
Inside the Rodgers family rift.
Don't know him.
Aaron Rodgers.
Move along.
Jordan Rodgers.
Jordan Rodgers.
Stars, they're just like us. Mike and I used to go through these every week because they're so stupid. I mean, they're just the dumbest thing in the world. Just an example. In case you're not familiar with stars, they're just like us. They show stars doing regular things so they can show you how much they're just like us.
Like shopping.
Yeah.
Like Versace.
Here's Jessica Biel and... I'll cover up what she's doing that's just like us. She's walking. She's got a bag with something in it. I mean, she's obviously been out and about, but it's stars. They're just like us. They carry bags. See, she's carrying a bag. Just like us.
18 million.
Just like you could be. She's worth 17.
It's a paper bag.
Yeah. And there's a Chad Johnson from The Bachelorette walking his dog. Stars are just like us. They walk dogs.
Not a star.
Not really. No, they definitely.
Which season?
They definitely bent it. He was on the most recent one.
Not a star, definitely.
Zoe Saldana and Margot Perego Saldana.
You can't even pronounce her name.
Zoe Saldana. I know who Zoe Saldana is.
But Margot.
They're at a rug store and they're looking in some like catalog. And so its stars are just like us. They redecorate.
Look at that. Wait a minute. Look at that picture. What a total paparazzi setup. Look at that. How are you in there while they're going through a rug magazine?
I know. It looks like it's shot from 2 feet away.
Yeah,
it's almost bullshit. Like they're posing.
Crumble that one up.
And then I can't crumble it up until I point out that Dwayne Johnson, The Rock,
yep.
is just like us. Uh-huh. I mean, stars are just like us. He's changing his baby's diaper. They change diapers. So clearly, stars, they're just like
just
us.
Just like us.
In fact, they're so much just like us that his celebrity net worth is $190 million.
Yeah, but he'd have the Batmobile pull up to his house just like us.
That's true. Well, we're just like stars. Maybe it should be, we're just like stars.
Tell Mel about that car.
Oh, the car from National Lampoon's Vacation is for sale. The station wagon.
Like the Hearst kind of station wagon?
It's just the station wagon that Chevy drove the family in.
Oh, I was thinking of Animal House.
That's got to be one of the least attractive movie cars.
Remember the car in Animal House?
Yeah. Yes.
Who drove that? What was his name?
That's Otter.
No, it wasn't Otter.
Otter was a character. Tim Matheson.
It wasn't Otter that drove it. It was the...
Oh, the fat Pledge.
It was the dude in the leather with the dark glasses. Remember?
Oh, you mean when it was the death? When it was the Deathmobile?
The Deathmobile.
Yes.
What was the character's name?
Do you believe I remember the Deathmobile?
Yes, I do. What was the character's name? I bet you're going to remember this.
God, you know what? I don't think I'm going to.
It was Boone?
Nope.
It was, what did he do in the movie? What was his character in the movie?
He was just like the dark leathered guy.
He was in the fraternity?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, I know
Doomsday?
What it is. Doomsday?
Was it Doomsday?
Yeah, Doomsday. I know who you're talking about now, yeah. He had the,
Doomsday,
he had,
isn't it?
He had the helmet on, the shade.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Fuck.
Put that car for sale, yeah. We're just smoking our asses off.
We are. Yeah. Did, there's a BBC reporter who is reporting on the Olympics, and people are fucking on the beach behind him.
Where's that been for the last half hour?
I haven't seen this yet.
That's good.
We just had a story from the Daily Mirror about it.
Oh, and that's good.
It looked real, and Jay looked it up, and sure enough, there's video. Do you want to see it?
It's kind of thin, but it's happening.
And for those asking what's going on in the background on social media now, we're not going to zoom in, but rest assured, it's not that. It's just a hug. There's a bit of... They're reading a book. Apparently they are reading a book. They're reading a book.
Bullshit.
In a strange pose, okay? Well, it's merely a book. We'll find out what the book is maybe a little bit later on. So, we're not going to go any closer than that, though. Some live basketball for you.
Yeah, right.
He's just on top of her. Oh, what's that rat?
Oh, shit.
There's a couple walking by Check it out, the title of the book.
Background on social media now. We're not going to zoom in, but rest assured, it's not that. It's just a hug.
There's a bit of zoom in.
It was a bit overblown.
Apparently, they are reading a book.
They really implied they were screwing in
a strange pose.
Why is he so defiant about zooming in?
We'll find out what the book is maybe a little bit later on.
I mean, he drew 5,000 times as much attention to it as it already was getting. Ah, well.
Roy.
Well.
Doing it. How British.
Oh, do we have Grandma's phone number?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's this 100-year-old lady who likes playing beer pong.
And 100th birthday.
And why is this a news story? I mean, this is the strangest story.
It's just her 100th birthday party.
Oh.
And she's playing beer pong and apparently is doing well.
Oh, okay. She's beating her kids at beer pong, her grandkids. And it's this old bagel, and she's quite psyched when she wins. And I guess, I mean, she's doing shots, too? It's impressive. Hold on. I just need a minute. I'll call you back.
Who is it, my wife?
No, it's Tess. I'll call you back, honey. Yeah, we won't be long.
There's fucking God. I've been here 4 hours. I've been here for an hour.
Hey, do you want to? I was just thinking, I'm trying to think of something to wrap on. Did you hear about the water crisis that allegedly the water department is out of assistance money?
No, I've been in. I did hear that. Yep.
Well, they're kind of denying it, but anyway, I just thought the story. It's like once again, here we go again with the flipping water,
and they just jacked the rates up on the sewerage.
Yes.
So.
What are we going to do about this water thing? I mean, are these people, the 25%, okay, it used to be 50% didn't pay for water because nobody stopped you from getting water.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously a lot of these people just knew you don't have to pay for water in Detroit. Water's free. Now, when all of a sudden that big balance hits you, when they decide, yeah, you are going to pay for water or you're going to lose your water, people cleaned up their balances, some did, and then 25% of the city is on this assistance program. Does this mean that until the end of time, or as long as these people are alive, that somebody's got to pay for their water? I mean, is there some point where they go, okay, be free, pay for your own water now. We've helped you for 2 years.
You got another idea?
I don't know. Well, the problem is there's not an endless, the flow of money into this program is not never ending. They got quite a bit of help building this assistance fund, but it's being depleted quickly because 25% of the city is using it. I mean, that's a lot of people. That's
what are we going to do with them?
What are we going to do with them? Got to hope that at some point some of these people. I always figure if you have a water bill. That means that you're paying a mortgage or you're paying rent or something like that. If you can't pay your water bill, then you're living over your head.
If you don't get water, you're dead. So what's everybody doing? They're moving back to Mississippi and bunking up five to a room?
I don't know what they're doing. But water bill is not your biggest bill. It's not like the thing that's going to kill you.
It's your phone, but we need the phone. Of course, we need the phone.
Right. So we're gonna, and, of course, people were pointing out the lengthy line for assistance, how many people were on their iPhones in the line, which is somewhat irrelevant.
Not surprising. No, it's relevant.
Surprising. It's not surprising. Yeah, it is relevant. And it's also relevant if those people are paying a couple hundred bucks a month for cable, which I wouldn't be surprised if they were. Then kind of a companion story to that was the story about how the city is finally going after all the businesses that haven't been paying property taxes.
Exactly.
And, boy, that was quite an eye-opener. There are a lot of businesses in Detroit that just don't pay their property taxes. Right, just don't.
What are their names?
They named a few.
How about all of them?
Well, the Joe Louis Arena is one of them.
You mean the billionaire?
Yeah.
Getting the public assistance for the arena.
Well, that water bill was in dispute for some reason.
Well, there's the water bill. It was in dispute. Property taxes.
Allegedly.
Cable payments.
Yeah, everything seems to be in dispute, doesn't it?
My God.
Anyway.
Think about that.
The average amount that businesses were disputing or not paying in property taxes was like $7,800. And we're not talking about a couple businesses. I mean, it was like a couple thousand businesses. Is it not a bit stunning how much money sits on the table in that city? How many revenue streams don't exist? That, I mean, to be $20 million in bad debts in the water department?
But look,
that's a lot of money.
Again, we're sitting here, we take 15 minutes or 10 or 5 talking about the poorest among us, and like, when are you going to pay for it? And then what? We're going to give 30 seconds to the very rich that don't pay for it and get away with it?
No, I'm not necessarily saying that that the water people should be pounded on. That story is just this endless
story. No, but
story.
Like, look at the fucking millions and millions that aren't getting paid. When Trump says the rich aren't paying, they control shit.
Well, Trump,
pay your stuff.
You know, let me say this about Trump. I don't think that he's revealing his tax returns because I don't think he pays any taxes. And I'll tell you why. Developers don't pay any taxes. They don't. The tax laws are so favorable to developers. This is in Vanity Fair. If you want to read up on this, because I thought it was pretty interesting. They were talking about all the giant, fat loopholes that developers have. The only reason they know anything about his taxes is because he's been sued so many times, mm-hmm. that his tax returns have been brought up in court in 88 and 89. And, you know, at this point, he owned the USFL. He owned a USFL football team, the Generals. He'd owned them. He'd been in and out of the USFL. He had multiple skyscrapers. I mean, Trump was on his way in the late 80s. It's not like he was just starting out or something. He paid no taxes in 88 and 89. And it wasn't because he didn't make any money. I think on paper, he made very little money. But the fact of the matter is, his net worth was expanding wildly at that point. So I don't quite understand it. But the best way it was explained in the story was, at one point, there were some senators and some congressmen who were so sick of developers who pay no taxes that they decided... They were going to, and just follow me on this, they wanted to make the real estate industry and the development aspect of the real estate industry tax exempt, because they said if they had tax exempt status, they would pay more taxes than they were currently paying with all the loopholes they had.
Right.
And here's the funny part. The real estate industry fought it so hard that it didn't happen. They fought a tax exemption.
Wow. That's in 2014, 25% of the largest corporations in the United States paid nothing.
What percent?
24%.
Of the largest corporations in America paid no federal tax.
Even when we have, quote unquote, the highest corporate tax rate in the world. We've got so many loopholes, they don't pay. So to make the argument is a silly argument that the tax rate's too high. You don't pay anything.
I wonder what the loopholes are that are so... You know, 24% is a lot. That's, you know, 1 in 4. And do the other 76%, do they pay much in taxes?
Not that I read. I don't know. I mean, I can't give you a scale if they pay you know, what you do, they pay 39%? No, almost no, none do. That's what you're asking.
Well, I was reading about this very subject, and they'd broken down, I think, 10 fairly large companies. Some were large, some were medium, and some were smaller, but still pretty big. And some of them paid a lot of tax. I mean, you know, respectable, not 35%.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 27, 28, and these were some big companies. And then there were some that paid, you know, 3%, 2%, and they didn't explain. I mean, I just had left with no understanding whatsoever as to why, because they all seem to be making money.
Like where the shelter is, you mean?
Yeah, what is it, you know?
Well, you can offshore international profit. That's one of them. That's a huge one. Then there are other.
Well, other, but they always talk about this. I mean, isn't this one of the most tired stories? Because you hear it over and over. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to stop with all the loopholes. It's like people that say they're going to cut out waste.
Yeah, well, tell me the loopholes. We're going to cut taxes, but we're going to close those loopholes.
And they never close them.
No.
They never do.
They never explain them.
And why is that? Because they have lobbyists who are in Capitol Hill, and anytime something like that comes up, it gets shot down because these people, you know, it's like the gun laws. No gun laws are ever going to get passed because that lobby is so powerful and so effective, and they spend so much money on candidates that they live in fear of losing votes because it's a one-issue voting block.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like the system is almost guaranteed to lead to constant stagnation. I mean, it seems like nothing ever gets done and nothing can get done. It doesn't even matter who the president is, does it?
I don't think it does.
I don't either.
And yet, you know, shut the ghetto's water off. That's a good idea. Let's start there.
Well,
don't forget, one of the reasons we're wildly in debt is graft, contracts that are overblown, work that doesn't get done. We got to come back many years in the future and redo what was supposed to be done. Somebody's getting paid and the work's not getting done. And I'm not making excuses, pay your goddamn water bill, but we're going to shut that off en masse and create yet another huge problem.
Well, you know, as far as the water bill goes,
believe me, I'm not about just giving people stuff. Feed yourself.
This is how it's done. If you don't pay for your water, they cut it off, just like they cut off anything if you don't pay the bill. Detroit's policy, this is what pissed me off about it, was that they were implying that Detroit was doing something that no one else does, when everyone does that. You know, when Mark Ruffalo was here, we called the town he lives in on the air and asked them what their policy was if you don't pay your water bill. And they said, we cut off the water. It's like, why is he here protesting? Why is he protesting where he lives? Well, probably because, you know, he lives with a lot of rich people who never get their water cut off.
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. Or I don't think I'm going to do that either.
Some municipalities tack it onto your house tax. And if you don't pay it after 3 years of getting a payment plan, they'll take your fucking house.
Well, yeah, there are different ways of dealing with it. But basically, no one's allowed to get free water. It's like any other, it's like cable or any other virtual monopoly.
Who gets to dodge their property tax? I don't get to.
In Detroit, people dodge it all the time. This is what just blows my mind, is the mentality that has existed in Detroit for so long, where it seems like if you don't want to pay any bill, you just don't pay it and nothing happens. I mean, these businesses who have the money to pay their property taxes and they just don't pay it. I don't know if they just decide, well, you know, we could use that money for something else and they're not going to do anything. So what the fuck?
We'll wait and see. It's a good business decision to wait and see.
See if anything will happen to you?
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey, you hit me up 10 years later? Okay.
I mean, when you're talking about someone like Joe Louis Arena, why would Joe Louis Arena do that? Well, obviously, I don't know. They figure if they don't have to, I mean, they're the kind of business people that maybe feel, maybe they're feeling it out. You know, maybe we can get away with not paying this. Why would we pay something if we don't have to?
Where's the outrage?
Well, here's where the outrage is. The outrage is with the people who are being badgered to pay their personal property taxes, people in houses who aren't paying property taxes, and they're saying, hey, why are you coming after me when Mike Ilitch isn't paying his property taxes? What the fuck? You got to go after him before you go after me. which I feel is kind of flawed logic.
Maybe it is, but you don't go after him. Ever.
Well, the point is, they are going after businesses now. Now,
well, you know, look, there's also income tax. And there's a couple of big ballers in Detroit who weren't paying anything, claiming this, claiming that. I once asked the city, I want to see what so-and-so company's paying, and I can't get anything. They hide behind a state law, whatever that law may be. You know, you can't divulge.
Can't you get it with Freedom of Information Act?
Nope, I tried it.
Really?
Yep, because I got wind that, you know, a very big patron of the city, a very big money person, his company wasn't paying.
Well, you know, personally.
Give it to me. Let me see.
You know, I want to give the city a gold star for trying to force people, businesses who are successful, to pay their property taxes. But the question I always come back to is, why are we doing this now? Why wasn't this done? Why was someone
a year ago, 2 years ago?
Not,
I'm not giving them a gold anything until you give me the information, all of it, every company, right? What do you do? Is this a deflection?
Why would the city protect someone who's not paying their property taxes? Why would they do that?
It's public. They should be on these people's give me asses. The list, all of it.
But shouldn't they want additional pressure to be brought forth on these people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like the city's is being, they're enabling the people and they're trying to help them dodge paying taxes. Why?
Well, why again, would they do that? I work in the business, so trust me, this is the classic float of a balloon. Don't look over here. Look over here. Okay, if you want me to look, if you don't want me to look at demolitions or development contracts, don't look over there. And you want me to look at this great job we're doing. Give me everything in a packet. Put it online and let us see. Put everybody, every individual that owes, put it all on there. Put it in the database like you say you're doing and let us find out who's doing what.
Well, the other thing is the city tax. If you work in the city of Detroit, mm-hmm. it automatically comes out of your paycheck. You don't have a way to dodge it. You know, so like when I work for Wayne County government,
mm-hmm.
if my office was geographically in the city of Detroit, they automatically took a city tax out. But when I moved out of the county, still working for the county, but moved at a different geographic office, it wasn't there. But you don't have a way to dodge it.
Right. But if you live in the city and work in the suburbs, you're supposed to get hit with that.
Right.
They don't have that. Here's another good question. All the professional ball players who work in Detroit, are you getting hit?
Oh, with city tax?
I asked it. I never got that answer either.
Why wouldn't they? Of course they would
pay
city tax.
Well, it seems to me they should, but are they? Supply the number.
What is it, 3%?
If you work
or 1.5% if you work and live somewhere else?
I don't know because everything changed, but used to be when I was paying it, it's 1.5% if you don't live in the city, and it's 2.5% if you do live in the city. Could have changed.
Well, I always wonder if it's one of these things like with Obamacare where all those companies got exemptions and they don't have to participate in Obamacare just mm-hmm. because. And there was never any explanation given, but there were, last I knew, there were 700 large companies, including McDonald's, that have no participation in Obamacare.
What about Congress? Did we ever work that
one
out?
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck you.
How ridiculous is that?
How unfair.
And no, it's totally unfair.
It's completely unfair.
And speaking of Obamacare, this week there were some really frightening developments. Aetna just said, we're not doing this in 11 states because we don't want to lose $200 million. So there's Aetna not even involved in Obamacare in 11 more states.
And in Michigan, if I don't remember the number, I'll just take a guess. Is it set the premiums are going to go up 17% to pay for this thing? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And meanwhile,
so it did not at all bring down inflation in terms of the medical industry. You know, the whole deal was supposed to be
right.
cheaper.
But Charlie, that they're going lobbyists. It's a huge lobby.
Now, 20 million more people have health insurance. That's a good thing. But
yeah, but not if everyone else is getting raped.
It didn't slow down this runaway inflation in the medical industry.
No, not at all.
Didn't do it.
17.3, Charlie.
17.3. Thank you very much.
And, you know,
I got to go to the bathroom.
You want to just wrap it?
Yeah.
I was just want to quickly say that I'm on Cobra. And I was on Cobra in 2009.
Yeah.
It's double what it used to be.
It's double. Like, it's like a thou, isn't it?
Yeah.
This month.
This does not work.
No.
And it's only getting worse. So I don't know. I keep hearing people talking about, every time I hear somebody talking about tearing down Obamacare, I feel like, oh, well, you can't really. But then I feel like, but it is fucked. It's totally fucked. I mean, you've got companies that don't even have to be involved in it, for one thing. Insurance companies are just dumping out of state after state. It's not the only one. There's other companies that want to. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Anyway. All right, Charlie, go to the bathroom.
Well, that was great. God bless the United States.
Yeah.
God bless you and your family. Have a safe weekend.
Amen.
And love that Batmobile.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Mel, for coming by.
You're the man, Mel. Sorry to call you a fucker.
We'll see you Monday unless something comes up. And who knows? We'll have it with you Sunday. See ya.
Oh, P.S., Drew. One more thing.
P.S.
It just.
We don't have P.S. in this
it
show.
It bothers me. I just realized tens of thousands of people got thrown out of their homes in Detroit because of property taxes, right? They lost them. And the rich guys been getting to run around for years and nobody gives a shit? Really?
You mean the rich guys who aren't paying property tax?
Yeah, like lots of millions of dollars of them. This is fucked up.
Well, and the what's
fair
even worse?
Treatment for everybody. Equal exactly. Treatment, equal justice, equal timetables. There's lots of, I know an old lady. Not an old lady, she's a grandmother, living in a van because the landlord didn't pay the property taxes. And she wanted to buy it and got outbid by a speculator by $100, and she's living in a fucking van. Ugh. I pay my taxes.
Are you talking about the gal that that was paying $6,000 in automobile insurance?
Yes.
That story was so sick.
Simple woman doing the right thing, living in a fucking van, and we get news of this. I want all their names.
You know what struck people funny about that story was that she was paying her car insurance. A number of people emailed and said, nobody pays car insurance in Detroit. They just drive without it. Why was she paying her car insurance?
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. No, I know.
Wow. You mean we got those kind of people around? I love it. Come on. I'm done, Jay.
Okay. See you next time.
See ya.
See ya.